And now, the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. A look at people and events making a difference on the coastside.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week is brought to you by the all-new Granola's Coffee House, located on Highway 1 next to BK Motors in Half Moon Bay. Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees, fresh baked goods, and free Wi-Fi.
Following the November 5th elections, there are two new members of the Cabrillo Unified School District School Board waiting to be sworn in. What are their goals and what challenges lie ahead for the school district? We pose those questions first to newly elected school board member Brianna LaFontaine. Well, first of all, let me congratulate you on the election.
Thank you.
And now the real fun begins because pretty soon you'll be sworn in and you'll be doing your duties as a board member. I know that when you were running for this board member office that you told people that you definitely had things that you felt needed to be addressed. Now, since you're going to be a board member, what are your goals and what is your plan to achieve them?
I'm looking forward to having open communication and transparency from the school board and being consistent with it. I know that has been a concern of the public, that it has felt that the decisions being made, what is being put on the table, hasn't been given enough time for the community to think about what is going on, having time to look at it. Part of just adding more communication and transparency is having time to think about what is being asked for the board to approve and the time for everyone to think about it. So one meeting, you would have a presentation on something that the board would like to be approved, and then you have the whole month until the next meeting to percolate with it and discuss with people and community members before it's voted on the following meeting. And I'm really excited that our interim superintendent has the same opinion on that. So I believe that will be an easy one to achieve as soon as I get in. And fiscal responsibility is something else I ran on, and we are in a very poor financial state right now in our district, and there are going to be cuts that have to be made, but I am excited to work with strong people in our district to make sure that is least impactful on our students and teachers in the classroom and staff, and that we can find ways to have a leaner district and keep moving forward with that so all of our students can continue to grow in education.
Do you think some of the financial impacts will be minimized since both of the bond measures passed, the bond and the partial tax?
The bond won't affect our general budget. The bond is only for buildings and technology. So we will be able to, you know, redo the high school. But the partial tax passing, there it's an additional $500,000 per year. We had already had a $1.6 million parcel, and now it'll be $2.1. But that half a million is almost spoken for already. We're waiting to hear the exact numbers because there will be a 2% pay increase for our CSEA staff. That is our non-credentialed staff, our classified staff. The district is in negotiations again with CUTA, our teachers, and the base of that negotiation will be 2% because the parcel tax passed. So that $500,000 is pretty much spoken for already. We still need to make cuts so that we can move forward in the black.
One of the things that I hear people talk about constantly is they would like a new swimming pool at the high school.
Yeah.
Do you ever see that happening?
Okay, so personally, yes. I am going to be very clear that I have not been sworn into this role yet. There are things that I know I don't understand. Even how much I have been involved, I know that there are parts of the board that I don't know yet. So what it takes to get a pool in, I'm going to have to learn. I am very hopeful that it can happen. With this bond, we definitely have the money. That is for sure. How to get the pool there, I can't promise that because is it on the school site? You know, does it go somewhere else? How does that work? I don't know, but I am for a pool, and we will have to see how that plays out.
I mean, it could be a community pool, and if so, would it still be at the high school, but be a community pool during certain days and hours? I know that there's one young lady who actually volunteers here at the radio station as kind of an intern, and she's on the water polo team at the high school. And, you know, here they have to go and have a lot of their tournaments elsewhere. Many people say that they would love to see that whole situation rectified, and there certainly seems to be a need for
important.
Absolutely. And it's something I will definitely be prioritizing and looking into now that the bond has passed. I was nervous about the bond, but we have a lot of money coming. So there are a lot of things that we can get done. Not everything, but I think when it comes to student and community focused items, we will be able to get those done.
Now, you were talking about transparency and openness. Mm-hmm. Does that mean that you also invite people in the community to contact you and have conversations with you on a one-to-one basis? And if so, what's the best way for people to actually make contact with you?
Absolutely. That is a very good question on how to contact me. So I would like to wait until I'm sworn in and given an official district email address. My website for my campaign is still up, BriannaForCUSD.com, and it has contact information on there. I'm sure I will give out my cell phone number at some point, but I don't want...
But no calls at 3 a.m., please.
No calls at 3 a.m., and I don't want to overpromise or make any commitments until I fully understand and is sworn in for this role. There's still a standing school board that has 3 voting meetings left, and so right now it's on them, and then when I get in, we can have those conversations.
Well, listen, thank you so much for coming in. It was a pleasure visiting with you. And hopefully we'll have more conversations as you go down the journey of your new role as a board member. And remember, the radio station is a resource for the school district. So be sure to let everybody know that if they have things they want publicized, to send them our way.
I will. Thank you so much. And I look forward to many more of these conversations.
Another local member of our Coastside community joining the school board is Pete Cernica. First of all, let me congratulate you for your election. Welcome to your new office of responsibility.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I'm very excited to get started and see what we can do with my time in office.
Now, when you were running for office, of course, you had things that you told everyone that were important to you, things that you wanted to see changed or new things you wanted to see done. Now, since you're going to have that opportunity, share with our listeners a little bit about your priorities and how you hope to achieve them.
I think the very first priority will be to get the district on more stable ground. You know, when you run for an office like this, there are definitely things you don't know. And then when you win, you learn other things. And so one of the things I'm learning is that the district is shakier financial ground than I anticipated. So I think to begin with, we're going to have to address that. We're going to have to try and find a way forward, given the revenue that we have and the expenses that we're going to face. And that is going to, I think, in some ways delay my grander ideas for the district, but obviously a critical step that needs to take place. But once that happens, the thing that I'd like to spend my time on with the district is to make us more competitive in terms of other districts in the area. So despite the fact that we just gave our teachers a well-deserved raise towards the bottom in terms of teacher compensation, it's an issue. We lose a lot of great teachers, especially after year 5 and 6. So after they learn their profession, their experience, but on the pay scale, they're still relatively inexpensive for a district. We lose those teachers because other districts can offer far more money than we can. We also lose veteran teachers. So that's what I hope to do with my time.
Do you think some of the revenue pressure will be mitigated a little bit because we had the bond and partial tax measures approved?
Sadly, no. That is not the way that's going to play out. The parcel tax money is great, the increased money, but that money has essentially already been spent. So the agreement that the current board set up was that if the parcel tax passed, there would be these automatic pay increases kick in, including for the administrative staff. So the administrative staff are going to benefit the most from this parcel tax because the board agreed to a Me Too clause, meaning if the teachers get a raise, then the office administrators get a raise as well. So there won't be a lot of money left over, hardly any money left over from the parcel tax because of that agreement. Bond money is only used for infrastructure, so you can't use it to help you with your teacher pay gap. We hope to use that money to create first-class institutions in the district, so that will be good, and that will help us retain teachers for sure. But the bond and the parcel tax are not going to help us significantly move that needle in terms of teacher pay.
One of the things that some of the people are telling me, and I've heard, they're hoping that maybe some of that money can be used to give us a new community or give us a new swimming pool up at the high school. How do you feel about those odds?
Well, I need to get in and see the numbers, so I certainly am not going to make any predictions or promises here, but I know that is on people's minds. This is not going to come as a shock, but when I would talk to people in the community, I would say one of the top three things that came up over and over again was the swimming pool. So I know it's a priority for the community. It's a priority for me. You know, the district's interests have to come first, but I don't see any philosophical reason why we couldn't do something that would benefit the community and the district. It's a matter of having those conversations and seeing what can be done. A big issue with this, as anyone who's been following the pool will tell you, is where to put the pool. So it's not really appropriate to have a public pool on school grounds, given, you know, you don't want people coming in and out with children around, so on and so forth. That's not a great idea. So thinking about where would we place this thing, and then if the district was instrumental in providing funding, how do we do it so that the district would have priority and then our students would have access?
I know that one thing that has been said, and I think that maybe you also concurred with this, is the need for transparency and greater community involvement in decision-making that is done with the school board. To that end, if people wanted to talk to you, communicate with you, share their ideas with you, how could they do that? Is there a way people can reach out to you?
Once I get on the board, people will be able to reach out to me through the district email. But in addition to that, I plan on continuing the tradition that I had throughout the campaign of meeting people at local places like Cafe Society in the morning before I go to work. So not everyone understands this is not a paid position. It's a voluntary position, and I have a career as a college administrator, so I work 9 to 5 like everyone else.
Of course, want to encourage all people to do that because it's so easy sometimes to not get involved, and that's a challenge not only for the school board, I'm sure, but also for city council. I've seen so many meetings where basically the only person that's in attendance is the janitor, you know. But anyway, thank you so much for taking some time from your busy day to talk with us and our listeners. Now, remember, we are a community radio station. We are a resource for you and other members of the community that serve us. Keep in touch. Don't be a stranger.
I appreciate the opportunity, and yeah, well, I'll definitely come on again. Thank you.
Newly elected school board members Brianna LaFontaine and Pete Cernica reflect on their goals and challenges that lie ahead for the Cabrillo Unified School District. For the feature story of the week, I'm Jim Henderson.